Why, hello there! You're listening to my brand new radio show, The Daring Adventures of Crash Murphy, starring me and my hired thug, Tommy Fumes. I used to be an insurance claims investigator, until things went pear-shaped, and now I have to fend for myself as a private detective extraordinaire. My disgruntled companion, Tommy Fumes, is an ex-mafioso turned to the straight and narrow. As a wisecracking pugilist with a knack for violence, Tommy will put the screws to criminals as I crack down on the most complex of conspiracies. Join me in our first adventure as we investigate what sinister creature lurks within the sewers beneath the luxurious Montgomery Manor. Will we crack the case? Join us in The Murder at Montgomery Manor, and let's find out.
Remind me, Crash Murphy, why couldn't Mr. Montgomery just hire a plumber? Or an exterminator to do this job.
If you recall, Tommy, Mr. Montgomery telephoned us personally, begging us to come investigate the sewers beneath his manor. His water taps and drains aren't letting any water in or out, which means whatever's clogging them has got to be big.
Yeah, I know. I just wish I didn't have to ruin a $20 suit walking through sewer water. Hey, boss, I think this is it. The sewer should be right behind this metal gate.
It's locked. Looks like we're going to need some kind of...
Yeah! Never mind that, boss. I kicked it open. Now come on, we've got a monster to find. Jeez, it's pretty dark in here. Maybe we should turn back.
Don't tell me you're afraid of the dark, Tommy. A muscled fighter like you.
Yeah, well, I can't exactly swing at something I can't see, now can I? Let's just hope this thing glows in the dark. Gadzooks, what was that?
It sounded like a gray foam nest tree frog. Strange that an African tree frog would be hiding out in a North American sewer. This might just be our culprit.
Boss?
What is it, Tommy?
There's a giant tree frog behind us, isn't there?
It would seem so. Would you please do me the honor of subduing this hopping monstrosity?
With pleasure. I ain't never had frog legs before, but I'm eating like a king tonight. Yeah! I got him in a headlock, boss. Oh, he got away. You get back here. Yeah. Ah, he got slime on me. God, Zeus, boss. He's slippery. Yeah.
Good work, Tommy. Looks like this creature croaked too soon.
If I lost a fight that riveting, I'd be hopping mad.
Jokes aside, it seems our culprit dropped something during the scuffle. It's a letter written to a Mr. Ribbits. I assume that's our unconscious tree frog friend. The letter is signed using the Montgomery family seal. Whoever wrote the letter promised him a home beneath the Montgomery estate, free of charge.
I guess it's safe to assume one of the Montgomerys who wrote that letter is responsible for the tree frog clogging the tunnels down here.
Perhaps, Tommy. But why would a Montgomery want a gray foam nest tree frog clogging the sewer tunnels beneath their manor? It just doesn't add up.
How about we get out of the sewage and we can ask Mr. Montgomery himself when he pays us for solving his pest problem?
All right, Tommy. But something doesn't sit well with this tree frog business. Let's make our way to the mansion. I've got a few questions for Mr. Montgomery. And as myself and my hired thug, Tommy Fumes, find our way out of the sewers and walk back to the Montgomery mansion, we would ask you to join us in a brief intermission. Who could have sent the letter? Why was a tree frog squatting beneath the Montgomery estate? And does Tommy sleep with a nightlight?
Hey, you big palooka, why are you like that?
All this and more when we return. Stay tuned for the gripping conclusion of The Murder at Montgomery Manor. Welcome back, as myself, Crash Murphy, and my hired thug, Tommy Fumes, make our way out of the sewers and back to the Montgomery Mansion. After duking it out with an oversized amphibian and picking up a mysterious letter, we stand at the doorway of Mr. Montgomery's mansion. Tommy reaches for the doorbell as I prepare a few questions for Mr. Montgomery.
Hey, boss. I know you've got questions about that letter we found on that oversized punching bag, but we should focus on getting paid before we open another case.
Nonsense, Tommy. This sewer tunnel problem Mr. Montgomery called us to fix is connected to something much bigger than ourselves. And unless you'd be happy to come crawling through the sewers the next time some creature gets an invitation, we should follow up on this and find the culprit responsible.
You're right. We should investigate that letter. Besides, I don't want to lose another pair of slacks walking through sewage.
Oh, well, hello, detectives. My name is Chauncey. I am the butler of this manor. I regret to inform you that some terrible accident has occurred, resulting in Mr. Montgomery's death. That being said, we will no longer require your service.
Dead? But how?
Me and Mrs. Montgomery found him lying fully clothed on the bathroom floor. His clothes were damp, but not soaked through. We believe he may have drowned due to recent issue with the manor's plumbing.
And how much water was found on the floor around him?
The floor was damp, but there was no puddle.
And were the bathtub and sink filled when you arrived?
The bathtub and sink were both empty and turned off. That being said, Miss Montgomery is in deep mourning and we'd request that you come back at a later date. I'll personally send your payment in the mail for the frog Mr. Montgomery was asking you to investigate.
But to the contrary, Butler Chauncey. With such strange events surrounding Mr. Montgomery's death, our services are more needed than ever. This could be a murder.
A murder?
Yeah, and I'm waiting 3 to 5 business days to buy a pair of slacks that don't smell like sewer water.
I beg your pardon?
Excuse my friend, Butler Chauncey. He has a habit of forgetting his manners. Out of sympathy for Mrs. Montgomery's loss, we'd insist on bringing his potential murderer to justice.
All right, then. Follow me. I'll lead you to the bathroom. Please, wipe your shoes before coming in.
Gad, Zooks! This stuff really sticks to your shoe!
Follow me, gentlemen.
I'm afraid that won't be necessary, Chauncey. I have all the clues I need.
What are you talking about, boss? We ain't even seen the body, and you're telling me we've got this figured out?
Yes, I am. Responding to Mr. Montgomery's telephone call, we searched for a clog in his sewer tunnels, only to find a gray foam nest tree frog. What did we find on him, Tommy?
A letter, inviting the tree frog beneath the manor.
Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery haven't written a letter since they bought their new telephone.
And?
Only an old school butler such as yourself would send a letter on behalf of the Montgomerys, or nonetheless send payment through the mail.
So what if I invited the tree frog? How does this link to Mr. Montgomery's murder?
Mr. Montgomery didn't drown in his bathroom. He suffocated for 3 reasons. Firstly, the tub and sink were both turned off and empty. Secondly, Mr. Montgomery and the floor around him were damp but not soaked through, suggesting a lack of water necessary to drown him. And lastly, water was not the weapon used. It was foam.
And how could I possibly fill this entire room with foam? And where could I procure that foam from?
The gray foam nest tree frog can produce heavy quantities of foam when establishing its home. The foam from the giant frog in the sewers crept up the sewer pipes into Mr. Montgomery's bathroom. The foam filled the room, blocking the door and killing Mr. Montgomery in a matter of minutes. Which leads me to why we're here in the first place. It wasn't a giant creature stopping the water. It was the mounds of foam creeping up the pipe from the frog you invited, killing Mr. Montgomery.
Well, detective. Looks like you've got this all figured out. We'll just have to see how well you can deduce this!
Gadzooks, boss! He's got a knife!
Listen, Chauncey, you don't have to do this. Just put the knife down and...
No need, boss. I punched him in the face.
Oh, well, good work, Tommy.
You broke my nose, you mindless ape!
Shut up. So, what now?
Well, to start, we'll call the authorities and inform them of Butler Chauncey's crimes.
And then...
Well, I presume Mrs. Montgomery will want to be informed of her husband's murderer. And remember, she just lost her favorite butler, so she could use our immediate assistance in the meantime.
And what about our payment? The sewage on these slacks ain't just gonna wash out.
I'm afraid you're just going to have to eat the cost of that one, Tommy. Besides, after a day or two of assisting dear Mrs. Montgomery, she'll have a new butler. And we'll be back at the office and ready to make money on another case.
Geez, well, I guess I'll go start a pot of tea for Mrs. Montgomery. And work on these stains so she doesn't smell me coming.
A marvelous plan, Tommy. And do be thorough. The stench is quite horrid.
Yeah, yeah. Enough of that guy. Calling my pants smelly. Why are you?
And so concludes our story, as Butler Chauncey is promptly arrested, Mr. Montgomery is buried in the family cemetery, and Tommy Fumes continues to sleep with a nightlight.
Hey, I heard that!
A new butler arrived to the mansion, and the frog within the sewers managed to wake up and flee before Tommy could ask him to be his new boxing partner. As for me and Tommy, we'll be returning to the office to start a brand new investigation in the daring adventures of Crash Murphy. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we star in The Curse of Crabbers Cove. This is yours truly, Crash Murphy, signing off. Thanks for listening. This episode was written, recorded, and edited by Jonathan Kirkwood, starring the voice talents of Jonathan Kirkwood as Crash Murphy and Tommy Fumes, and Jacob Sawatsky as Butler Chauncey. A special thanks to Tyler Bogart and Amelia Scher at Sheridan Life Radio for making this production possible. But most of all, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. This is Crash Murphy, signing off.